Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back, and I wanted to tell you folks that Wendy Wilson has the very best natural herbal medicines for your immune system, and boy, does she go out of her way to tell you how to build your immune system, because we don't know what else they're going to throw at us. We know that we're living in that the evil day, in the dark time. So her phone number there at Apothecary Herbs, you need to write this down, is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Or go to apothecaryherbs.com. She has natural herbal medicine for just about every ailment. Believe me, she'll send you a catalog, and it is top-notch. All right, let's go out to Tony at Lamplighters. Tony, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor Ernie, how are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. We've got a, it's been a fast-paced, busy evening as you've been listening to us. And tell us what's happening with Lamplighters.
Yeah, so it's Lamps of Liberty, Pastor Ernie. So the last time I was on your show, and I very much appreciated you having me on. It was a great evening, actually. You know, we brought you up to speed in the audience as well. You know, everything that's happened to Doug Mastriano and his staff, and what happened with the forensic audit of the Pennsylvania election, general election for 2020. You know, nothing much has changed. Senator Mastriano is still without a caucus. They have removed him and kept him out. He has not been reappointed to his committee, and his staff has not been reappointed to him. He's working without a staff in Harrisburg. So we're status quo on that. That's still bad news for his constituents, because the reduced level of service there is not from Doug Mastriano or his staff, a former staff, that is. It's all to blame for Jake Corman and what he's done to divide the caucus across the board and to disable any kind of good doing that Doug Mastriano and his staff could have done for his constituents. So we're pretty much as we were when we talked before. As we had also talked about, there was a grassroots initiative to unite all the grassroots under the Lamps of Liberty. And that has actually gone very well so far. We've gotten a majority of the grassroots in Pennsylvania together under this Lamps of Liberty movement. I can tell you that not all of them have been invited to it. But we do have, we've extended invites out to as many as we can to get them under this movement. And frankly, they've really come aboard. They really believe in what we're trying to do here to unite all the grassroots, to put the power of the voice of the people back into the system. It's going very well. Lamps of Liberty now has a staff. We have an executive director. We have four directors underneath them. We have an executive assistant. We're on many speaking events right now throughout the entire state. We're on many radio shows. And it's going very well. We have become a nonprofit LLC since we talked last. And I'd say we have about we do have a full-blown website up now as well. Our website is up and running. We are vetting everybody that wants to come in, and it's going very, very well. The website is www.lampsofliberty.com, and I encourage everyone to stop by, take a look at the website, go ahead and submit your support as you see fit, and also go ahead and submit your application to join the movement. It's a great movement. Again, the grassroots have united in Pennsylvania, and we're going to go ahead and tackle the corrupt politicians, the rhino politicians that are supposed to be supporting us with our Second Amendment rights. Thank God we got organizations such as the Gun Owners of America that are there to help with those movements. We have many things going on right now to help with election integrity, and also help protest the freedom of and rights to vaccine or mask and all various things that are going on right now. So this thing's really taken off like wildfire, and I'm very proud of my staff. I'm very proud of the people in Pennsylvania. I'm very proud of the grassroots leaders that have brought their people to the table. So our Pastor Ernie, it's gone very well, and I appreciate the support you've given us as well.
All righty, we're in this with you. I mean, We have to, and we have to go on a safari and take out these rhinos. I'm just, you know, so tired. We've got to primary them. And so,
we do, Pastor Ernie. Yeah.
And I want to help you all that I can. I see that a lot of the Deathocrats are already they're quitting now. They saw what retiring. They see what's coming.
A lot of retirees all of a sudden.
Yeah, but the Biden regime, they're doubling down, and they want to remember what he said: build back better. First, you've got to completely destroy America, and we tried to tell people they want to completely destroy this country completely. Okay, and then build it as a communist country, okay? And so they want to give us every bit like North Korea or Venezuela is what they really want to do. And so, anyhow, lampsofliberty.com, is there a phone number? Because there are a lot of folks out there that are not on the Internet. A lot of people are so angry and fed up, they threw out their televisions, they threw out their Internets. Is there a phone number, too, that those folks in PA can call?
Absolutely, Pastor Ernie. And I can't blame them for wanting to do all that because it's all censored and for the most part anyhow. I mean, you post your opinion on some of these social media websites and they'll take you down if they agree with it or don't agree with it. Depends on what part of the party you're in.
Yeah, I hear from them every day. People said if enough is enough. They're fed up. They want nothing to do with it. So what is that phone number?
That phone number is 814-408-4576.
All righty. You are welcome to stay with us here, Tony, as we go through this and comment with us as we go through this. But I've got to raise some money. Right now, I need to raise approximately $4,500, and I've got approximately 40 minutes to do that. So I got to raise $4,500. So, and that means more than $100 a minute. Monica from Oklahoma pledges 20. Okay, folks, we need to hear from you right now. That number, we brought you a lot of good information tonight, and that's what we want to do here. And I know that, and we do that all month long, but and it's difficult to do that and still raise pledges because people don't want to. They want to listen instead of stopping to call. But we need to hear from you at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. You know, this is where we've had, you know, they've gotten to so many of these rhinos. This is, right now, we would not be in this position right now. We had a good president. We had the best president that we've had. Next, well, right up with Ronald Reagan in my lifetime, and the best president. He did more than any president in my lifetime for America. Here we had a president in Donald Trump that was working for America. He was working for America, folks. Donald Trump, President Trump. And had those senators stood with him when they should have, had Mike Pence done what he should have done, he says, well, according to the Constitution, look, You have a higher law. That's God's word, the Bible. And that Bible tells you very well that you must obey God rather than man. Mike Pence knew the corruption. He knew that he should not certify that election. That election was as crooked as those people in the news media out there. Tonight, I was listening to Brett Baer. Brett Baer is very, very anti-Trump. He is one of the old-time anti-Trumpers and supposedly fair and balanced, boy, I tell you. And he had this guy on telling about how they were prepared, the military, to make sure that Donald Trump didn't try a coup. What liars! There was a coup, all right, and the coup was against Donald Trump and the American people, the real American people. And we're fighting right now against a weaponized federal government. The American people, us Americans, real Americans, we're in war with a weaponized federal government. What do you guys think?
This is it's more than just it's a war, but it's a communist revolution that's taking place. and the rich liberal elite are leading it, behinding it, the George Soroses, those people. And if you want proof, you look at this new Build Back Better Act, right? In this act, they are giving $625 billion in tax cuts to the wealthiest blue state residents, the liberal rich. What they're doing is in this budget, this new Build Back Better thing, what they've done is they're increasing the state and local tax, what they call the SALT deduction. Now, Trump wanted to get rid of it, but there's a cap at $10,000, and Biden wants to put this at $80,000, this cap, and that would amount to a $625 billion tax benefit for the wealthiest Americans living in blue states. And it breaks down. A household making $1 million per year will receive 10 times as much in benefits from the SALT cap relief as a middle-class family will receive from the child tax credit expansion. 98% of the benefit from the increase would go to those making more than $100,000 per year, 80% going to those making over $200,000. But here's the bad thing. Remember, Biden said his budget will cut taxes, right, for the middle class. Well, we get into it and we find out it's going to increase taxes on 20 to 30% of the middle class, maybe more. 27% of Americans earning $75,000 to $100,000 will see a tax increase. 19% of Americans earning $50,000 to $75,000 will see a tax increase. As you get into these things, the devil is in the details, and so much of these plans we haven't seen yet, been able to read. This is just what we know now.
I know. So, Joe, Tisa from Boston pledges 50. Marlene from Michigan pledges 20. You're not going to hear that on NBC, ABC, or CBS. You're not going to hear that anywhere but on programs like this right here.
Out there on Fox.
Yeah, you're not right. You're not going to hear that there either. Okay, so here's something else you're not going to hear. The new report shows that the military families were included in the 14,000 Americans left behind in Afghanistan. You sure didn't hear that about that, did you?
No, we didn't.
And we didn't really know. We didn't get the full number until just 10 days ago. So those impeachable offenses, Joe Biden abandoned thousands of Americans, as many as 14,000 in Afghanistan with the U.S. field. So we also learned the Biden gang totally lied about the numbers of Americans left in the Taliban terrorist country. And that's what we expected. It's a lengthy article, but
everything that's come out of Biden's mouth has been a lie. I mean, if you think about it, and even Merrick Garland here, he's been accused, an FBI whistleblower revealed that the DOG did use counterterrorism tactics against parents. Congressman Greg Murphy from North Carolina, a Republican, has accused Attorney General Merrick Garland of perjuring himself after this FBI whistleblower released documents to the, congressman showing the agency was instructed to use counterterrorism tactics against parents. So here we have one of Biden's people committing perjury in front of Congress, and he should be facing charges. We're seeing this all through the administration. These people do not care about rule of law, do not care about the Constitution, and they don't care about the court rulings. They are ignoring everything they can.
All right, let's go to Sharon in Pennsylvania pledges $100. All right, folks, 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110. The phone lines are I've got approximately 35 minutes left to raise the rest of that, and we got to raise Joe almost, I think it's about now, about 4,300. in the next 35 minutes. So,
2 Corinthians in chapter 9 says this, God said, "He which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he is purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." What they're saying is God says you're not going to outgive. If you give, I'm going to make sure you're able to keep on giving. And then he says in Luke 6, "For with the same measure that you meet, give, withal it shall be measured to you again."
There you go.
God's word. You have his word on it.
Amen. All right, folks, 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. We've got it. We've got to light up those phone lines. You know, Joe, I've got something here I think we're going to do, maybe not in, in the next newsletter, in how to simply make nature's form of hydroxychloroquine at home. And it tells you right here how you can do it. Make it out of oranges, grapefruits, and things you have right in your kitchen. It's a little, it takes some work, but you can make your own hydroxychloroquine.
Wow, I think you're right. I think that would be fabulous. I would like to know that myself.
Well, we're going to make copies, and I think we're going to have that available for our next newsletter.
Make sure, folks, when you send in your donation, be sure to ask to be put on the newsletter. Make sure we've got a good, correct name, address, you know, so we can get a hold of you and put you on that newsletter list. And then do like, you know, I do. When I get my newsletter, I make copies and hand out to friends and family and neighbors. And if you do the same thing, we can take those newsletters and multiply it by a factor of 10 all over. If everybody you give it to, ask them to do the same to their other friends and family members and pass it out.
All right, Susan in Chicago pledges 100. Vera in New York pledges 100. Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Vera. All right, we got it. We got to keep her going. Joe, when I said the narrative collapsed, CDC admits there is no record, none at all, Joe, no record they have of an unvaccinated person after they had COVID and recovered spreading it, okay? An attorney filed Freedom of Information Act request that returned a document from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention admitting that there's absolutely no record of a single unvaccinated person ever spreading the Wuhan coronavirus after recovering from an alleged infection with it. But, boy, I'm going to tell you, those that have been vaccinated sure are spreading it, aren't they?
They sure are. Remember what I was telling you about in Vermont there? They were talking about being a victim of success because we kept the virus at such low levels. Vermont has one of the lowest levels nationwide of people who have natural immunity. And we were talking the other night, there were a couple countries, it was Gibraltar, did the same thing. Everybody got vaxxed. There was no natural immunity. And now the whole country's sick with COVID. Vermont's doing the same thing. They had all these vax people, no natural immunity, and they're the ones that are sick. Like around here where I am, a lot of people have natural immunity. We're not having big problems. We're not locking anything down. We're not wearing masks. Life goes on just normally.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing because I played a clip of that Holocaust survivor, that Jewish lady who was saying how Hitler... That's one of the things they did in Nazi Germany before World War II, is they were saying how the Jews were diseased,
right,
and they needed to get vaxxed.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something? Okay.
A permanent vax.
Yeah.
Well, you know something else? They've been screaming for years about this global warming, climate change, how we're going to have increased hurricanes and tornadoes and all this stuff. Well, here's from meteorologist Paul Dorian, and they've been studying over 2020 and 21 tropical cyclone activity below normal for the past 2 years, looking at a graph, tornadoes Same thing, the activity across the northern hemisphere below normal, much in the same way it was last year. And you, on and on and on about tornadoes and storms. Everything has been below normal this year, last year. Even though the United States has more tornadoes, I think, than anywhere else in the world, I'm looking at a chart going all the way back to 1970 up through 2019. And we had more F5s and big bad tornadoes back in the 70s than anywhere after. There were seven back in 1973. There were three in 1990. There were six in 2010, and there haven't been any more than, you know, one or two since then. So you go to the past, and we've had a lot more horrible bad weather for tornadoes and hurricanes in the past than we are during this time we're supposed to have all this trouble. So another lie, you know?
Yep. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Joe, mousepox is a disease caused by a virus that attacks soft tissue of mice, including an acute form of infection that bears a high mortality rate. The disease is relative to the smallpox virus and has been carefully researched and analyzed by scientists in Australia who recognize the virus as being a mouse-specific virus of a mammalian pox virus. It was never a problem in the United States until the U.S. government funded a scientist in 2003 to deliberately create a high lethal form of mousepox called modified mousepox using genetic modification, also known as genetic engineering. So no antiviral drugs or vaccines work against this deadly modified mousepox caused by the human-specific viola virus. Mousepox now raises fears. The technology enables us to use bioware warfare. Now, look, guess what? Speaking of smallpox, our government just purchased about $117 million worth of smallpox vaccines. Joe, what does that tell you?
Well, that tells me, because I have a story here about there were several frozen vials of smallpox discovered by a lab worker in that facility that conducts vaccine research in Pennsylvania, according to the CDC. And they're coming in with law enforcement to investigate. The vials appear to be intact, quote, that's what they said. They were found in a freezer at a Merck facility outside Philly, and this is one of the most deadly diseases in the world. In fact, the last natural outbreak occurred back in 1949. The virus is so deadly that only two labs in the world are authorized to source samples, one in Russia, the other at the CDC in Atlanta. And scientists have been debating for years whether or not to destroy the samples. Those in favor of keeping them say they're needed to develop a vaccine if there is a outbreak. So here they found the smallpox, where it shouldn't have been, hidden away. Where else in the world are there vials of smallpox that somebody could get their hands on? And now we've got the mouse pox. And same thing, when they were working on the COVID, what'd they do? They put human tissue into mice, human brain tissue into mice to test to see if these COVID would be, what, easier to infect humans. So they're messing with putting human DNA in animals, mice, rats. They've done some horrible things, and people got to get mad enough to say, we're not going to, you know, allow this in our world anymore.
I hear you. Anyhow, Joe, remember how they were bragging there in China? And we kept talking about it when they brought it out. You had that university professor was speaking to thousands of people when he says, we own America. And all the politicians were there in China. We have our people in high places. We own America over there. And, of course, you know, what do you think? Do you think that Joe Biden's family that got $1 billion from China, do you think that influenced them at all? Here you have this Representative Elena Luraya, a member of the very anti-American, pro-communist, very communist, anti-American, very pro-communist, very anti-American January 6th commission. These are the people that are going after the patriots. Has six-figure investments in Chinese Communist Party technology. Her firm was flagged by the U.S. State Department for aiding the regime's military and espionage capabilities. So you've got that one congressman out there that's been sleeping with Fufu or whatever the name is.
Fang Fang.
And, it's unbelievable what has taken place. And the races, can they destroy our government totally before we can get it back from them? Can they destroy America totally before we can get it back from them?
All these millionaires, billionaires, all these people have so much money invested in China, and they keep saying, oh, don't worry, China's dependent on us because of all our money and all the, you know, the business arrangements. But what did Biden try and put in charge of the banking? Remember that Soleil Omarova? You know, she's a communist. She said the financial services, in my view, I don't think here is a consensual industry. She wants to federalize the banking. She wants to give everything over to the Federal Reserve, our checking accounts, our savings accounts.
Laura from Massachusetts pledges 25. Folks, I have approximately 22 minutes to raise about $4,000. I've got approximately 22 minutes to raise about $4,000. We really got to do it tonight. We really have to do. In fact, if we can't get it done, I'm just going to luck all of those that are here in the radio station, make them spend a night here just waiting for tomorrow night, okay, to get a jump, right? 888-677-9673. We're sitting here. They're all just sitting, looking at the phone lines, waiting for the lights to come on, okay?
Right. But folks, if you think we're deadly serious, here we have Biden trying to put in a person who has praised the communist system. She had on a website that was full of Marxist communist stuff, trying to remember the name of it. But anyway, a group called the Marxist Analysis and Policy. She had articles written, posted, and on the website it talks about, let's welcome our newest member to this definitely communist group. And this is the woman that Obama wants to run, a Cornell University professor. That's one of the most liberal places in the educational establishment. Wants her to run the organization that regulates banks. She wants to. She went to Moscow State University under a special Lenin scholarship. I mean,
and she's come right out and said she wants to bankrupt. She wants to bankrupt the oil companies.
And
this country, again, destroying it from within. Now, you've heard of that guy named Pencil Neck Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff, okay, met with Chinese Communist Party officials responsible for spearheading the regime's foreign influence operations on a visit to Washington, D.C. Comrade Pencil Neck Schiff was... this was sponsored by the China Exchange Foundation. The National Pulse can reveal the foundation, known as CUSIF for short, has been flagged by the U.S. government for seeking to influence foreign governments to take actions or adopt positions supportive of Beijing's communist policies. A key promoter of the Trump-Russia collusion hoax and leading member of the unconstitutional January 6th committee pencil neck reference chef. And hey, listen, this guy was known. I mean, he was said amongst the Democrats that he was their best liar, the best liar that they had, okay? Met with officials from the documented Chinese Communist Party and foreign influence group. So there you go. I mean, see, I mean, the Chinese own the entire Democratic Communist Party.
When you said communist, it's not even the Chinese, it's communist. I'm looking at this Marxist analysis policy group that was on the web. It states they're for socialism, they're against capitalism. One of their articles about Marxist narrative for Marx and Engels to COVID. Then they've got a post, ACAB, all cops are bastards, is the slogan, and celebrating the Seattle Autonomous Zone. And I'm just going through one after another. Everything is anti-capitalistic. It's
of course it is. Laura from Massachusetts pledges 25. Hector from Detroit pledges 100. Thank you, Laura and Hector. Folks, we got to hear from you. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Read his words. Heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings. Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of. Sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings. Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of. Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning? Rising like the morning sun with in his wings. Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Alrighty, we're back, and Leslie from Wisconsin pledges $50. Thank you, Leslie. Listen, folks, You know, we've been telling people here for all these years, if you love your kids, get them out of the public schools. Get them out of there. All of these years, we've been telling people to, you know, for 49 years, get them out. Now, for many of you out there in the Northeast Ohio area that are exploring home education, homeschooling, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Chardon Christian Fellowship, that's the church my cousin Wayne pastors that church out there. They're going to be, they have a program tomorrow night called Taking the Fear Out of Reclaiming Your Child's Education. Taking the Fear Out of Reclaiming, and that would be the 18th, November 18th, Thursday at 7 p.m. at Chardon Christian Fellowship. And I'm looking for the address, okay. And that is 401 South Hamden Street in Chardon, Ohio. That's 401 South Hamden Street in Chardon, Ohio. And they don't have a phone number for to call here for more information. But anyhow, there you go. And I don't have it offhand. All righty, let me see. What else do we... Oh, by the way, wanted to remind you again. Folks, this is... It's time. It's God has raised us this for a time as this. People are starting to awaken. They're starting to awaken. This is a wonderful thing to see people. For all of these years, we've begged and begged people to awake. We've fought the America's national sin of abortion. We fought this horrible, horrible killing, the apathy and ignorance. We fought against apathy and ignorance all of these years, and we're starting to see America starting to awaken to take America back. And folks, we got to do it now. We got to do it. You got to step up to the plate. And so don't forget, for those of you in Northeast Ohio, Cleveland area, Friday, 19th of November at noon, at 9500 Euclid Avenue at 12 noon, there's going to be a protest against the Cleveland Clinic and University Hospitals, Cleveland Clinic and University Hospitals. And then on November 23rd at 1801, that's 18101 Lorraine Avenue in Fairview, there's going to be a protest against Fairview Hospital, all right? And so, and you folks out there in Pennsylvania, get together with lampsofliberty.com. Go to lampsofliberty.com. Join in. They're uniting the activist groups out there. They're coming together to stand and fight like we're doing here in Ohio. So, 814-408-4576. All right, very good. Now, we have, let me see. Leslie from Wisconsin pledges 50. Joseph in New York, 75. Carla in Texas, 100. And Lori from Seven Hills pledges 300. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, Joe, I think I'm down to about 3,500 somewhere in that area right now. And we've got about 12 minutes left. 3,500. We need, boy, do we need somebody out there with deep pockets tonight. We need about 3,500. We got about 12 minutes to make our goal. What do you think, Joe?
Some patriots. Well, we need some patriots. I'm thinking back. We had these men that pledged their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor. John Marshall was a constitutional scholar. He was third Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. And he reminds everybody, he said, when the Constitution is silent on a power and is not incidental to any other power, nor is it expressed implied power, it is a prohibition of that power. You've got to remember that the Constitution basically said that there were Congress lists 20 powers that were delegated to the federal government. Only 20 things the federal government was to do. Everything else was to go to the states or to the people. Now, I want to read the words real quick of Madison, the principal author of the Constitution. He was talking about the General Welfare Clause and general welfare of the nation. He said, with respect to the words general welfare, I have always regarded them as qualified by the details of powers enumerated in the Constitution connected with them. To take them in a literal and unlimited sense would be a metamorphosis of the Constitution into a character which there is a host of proof was not contemplated by the creators. And he was talking about if they took this power, they could take, they could take the care of religion into their hands. They could take into their hands the education of children, establish schools throughout the country. And he went on about every object from the highest object of state legislation down to the most small, minute object of policy.
All right, we're down to about 9 minutes, folks. And again, if we could get three people or four people, three people to pledge 1,000 and one person to pledge 500, or if we could get two people to pledge 1,500, or if we could get one person to pledge 3,500, that's what we need. So it's 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. We're running out of time for tonight. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We've got approximately about nine minutes left here tonight. How many minutes do we have?
Got about 12, Pastor.
Okay, we got about 12 minutes. Does that include the for the giving the invitation?
That is until the end of the show.
Okay, well, nope. Then we do have about 9 minutes left. So about 9 minutes of airtime.
Pastor, that's why I brought up Madison, because we've got this government that, if you look at our founders, Biden and his administration are doing everything diametrically opposed to everything the founding fathers said. And they warned us about a government that would take over all these objects of legislation, these objects of policy, and put them all under the federal government, and how this was the most dangerous thing. When you were talking about war that we've been in, this communist revolution is more dangerous than any war we've ever been in, because we had the capacity to defend ourselves, the people to fight, but this war from within is confusing people, is leading them astray, the lies, the deceit. This is far more dangerous than any conflict we've ever been in, and we're in greater danger of losing now than we've ever, ever been since.
Nikita Khrushchev says, we will destroy you from within. And years ago, we were talking about this. We were telling people years ago when he said that. We were here on the air saying, do you hear what he said? He said, he will destroy you from within. He will do it through your youth. He said, we will give you dose after dose after dose of socialism. We will take over the public school system. We will take over your media. We will infiltrate that until you awaken one day to find out that you are under communism. That's and all of these years we've been telling people, do you see what they're doing here? Do you see what they're doing here? Now we're here. We're at this position. And folks,
they're doing it step by step by step by step. It's called gradualism. They do it slowly. It's like a hunter that's stalking prey. You sneak up on something gradually so as not to startle them. It's when you jump out with something strong and sudden and vibrant that you alert the prey. And that's what they've done. They've done very little things, but a multitude of many little things, little steps that
end. All right. We have Margaret and Hudson pledges 300. Joe in New York pledges 1,234. Joe believes 1,234 is American patriotic number. Okay, so there you go. All right, I don't know where that brings me down. I kind of jumped ahead, so I think that brings us pretty much down to about $2,000, doesn't it? I think so.
Well, that would be $1,500 for those two donations alone.
Okay, so that puts us probably... Well, we'll have to get an update.
All right, we got $4,202.
Okay, there you go. So that means that we need $1,800. So how much we have to? We need $1,800 by the end of this program tonight. So we've got approximately 6 minutes to get $1,800. That's $300 a minute, isn't it, Joe?
else not my mask kills it. probably pretty close to that.
Yep, that's what we need, about $300 a minute. So we're closing in. Thank you, folks out there. All of you have been there tonight. 888-281-1110. Or Joe, if we could just get one person to do that 1800, we'd be set, huh?
Yeah, we were kind of blessed last night, right at the last couple of minutes. A wonderful couple in Florida covered us for what we were short. So
yep.
All I can tell people is just take it to the good Lord and just ask him, you know.
Six people for 300.
What's right.
If we can get six people to do 300, we'll make it. Or we can get three people to do 600, we'll make it. Or if we can get two people to do 900, we'll make it. Or if we can get one person to do 18, we'll make it. Right? So you see that? That's math. Okay.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good for a senior seasoned citizen.
Oh, yeah. 888-28. That's not Common Core, Matt, either.
No, it isn't. Yeah,
888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or, here, let me see. Where do we go? 888-677-9673. And I see Randy roaming around, and I think he's bringing in some new pledges. Hopefully, yeah. Let me see. Andre from Illinois pledges 500.
Andrea.
Andrea. All right. Andrea. She pledges 500. So she's adding to her Monday donation. Thank you, Andrea from Illinois. So that takes us down to about 1,300, right? Right, Joe, 500 from 1,800 is 13, isn't it?
13.
Come on, Joe. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
All right, very good.
For
Now we've got out there Sharon in Minnesota pledges 200. That brings it down to 1,100, Joe.
Getting closer and closer and closer.
That's right. Somebody out there is just itching to pledge 1,000. I know that, right? I can feel it. Maybe it's Andrew. Might be Mighty Andrew.
No.
Andrew's ducking.
No, I don't think he gets paid that much.
Yeah, he's ducking down. Okay. There you go.
Deuteronomy say, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. We give as we are able. That's why all donations, whether they're $10 or $1,000, are all a blessing to the Lord. And he looks upon the heart, not upon the pocketbook.
Okay, here's what we're up against. Listen to this, Joe. Occupational Safety Administration, OSHA, has fewer than 2,000 enforcers to cover the estimated 7 million business employees, 84 million workers impacted by Biden vaccine mandate, which is not a legal mandate, okay? Doing the math, Michael McCary, the communications director for the 10th Amendment Center, calculated it would take them 160 years. And why I said all that is because Biden is said he's planning to use OSHA whistleblowers to snitch, to rat out fellow employees and everybody else to enforce his vaccine mandate. What do you think?
I think Americans don't like snitches. They never have. They never will. There's a big difference between seeing a major crime committed and telling the police what you've seen, being a good citizen and being a snitch. What he's trying to do is get people to turn on one another, make people fearful of one another, distrust. That's what they're trying to do, create hatred, distrust. This is how they can tear America down. Destroy it so they can build it back better.
All right, we're down to about 900. Lulu in California pledges 20. Karen from New York pledges 100. Leslie from Dallas pledges 50. How much time do we have over there? Altogether?
We are coming up on 4 minutes.
Okay, folks. We've only got you can keep calling. We're going to be giving an invitation here, but you can keep calling. Keep calling 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Mike in San Diego pledges 100. That puts us down to about 800, I think. Okay. So go ahead, Joe. Give an invitation. You got 3 minutes.
Oh, I think of so many things. Jesus, the Son of God was sent here. Here, what they call it, the Scripture says, the only begotten, coming forth from the Father, the only begotten Son of God, what? To come to be the Lamb of God, to taketh away the sins of the world. He came to be the sacrifice to satisfy sin. The wages of sin are death, and it is required. That's the punishment for sin from a holy God, and he had to come up with a way to, he had given us that free will, and with that free will, we make wrong decisions, we sin against him. So Christ came to take your place, my place, to go to the cross of Calvary, and what he did is he paid the price for our sin, but only if we take him up on his offer. In fact, the first word in his ministry was repent. Repent. Why? The kingdom of God was now on earth. Repent. Turn from your sin. Turn to God. Give up that past life. Become a new creature. And how do you do that? Well, you pray to the Father, and you ask for forgiveness of your sins. That your sins are why Jesus went to the cross and had to die. Had to take your place, my place, and that you're sorry that happened and you want to be forgiven. That you want Jesus to come, to send the Holy Spirit to come dwell in you so that you can become a new person, a new creature, a new creation. Scripture said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. You become a child of the kingdom, a born-again believer, and you have that Holy Spirit, which is your down payment on eternal life, folks. It's the greatest decision that anyone can ever make. It's more important than your spouse, who you marry, the children you have, because it determines where you spend eternity. And like somebody once said, if I'm wrong, what have I lost? I've lived a good life. I've loved God, I've been good to my fellow man, but if I'm right, I spend eternity in heaven, and if you're wrong, you spend eternity in hell. The choice is a very easy one to make. God so loved the world, he loved you enough to send his son to die for you so that you could have everlasting life, that you could live in heaven with Jesus and be a child of the kingdom. I can't think of anything greater than that, more wonderful. And sometimes you won't have much time to make that decision. Many of you listening tonight may not be here tomorrow morning.
That's right. Don't run out of tomorrow's tonight, folks. That's one thing you cannot take a chance on. You cannot. You see, there comes a time when God, when you hear a preacher giving the invitation, he's just a messenger. The message is right. From the Lord. Don't say that. We still have a couple minutes. I still need to hear from you. We still have a couple minutes to give us a calling. And so for the next 3 or 4 minutes, we're out of time for tonight. So until tomorrow, good night. God bless. And always, 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 ready?
Keep
fighting. The fight.
The fight. The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.